Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Every team, every topic, everywhere, this is Believe.
Hello and welcome to the Tracy Sandler Show, brought to you by Fevo. I am your host, Tracy Sandler, and I am coming to you from Orlando, where the NFL's annual league meeting has been taking place, and there is lots of news to discuss on the NFL side, on the 49ers side, and I wanted to give you guys a really comprehensive view of everything that I've learned and that we've learned the last couple of days. So I'm going to dive on in. I'm going to start on the 49ers side because I think that is what most of you care about the most. So on Monday, the Bay Area media, we met with John Lynch and spent about 30 minutes with him talking about all kinds of things. So I will start with Brandon Ayuk because obviously, always big questions there. So John Lynch did say that any trade rumors are false and there are ongoing discussions going on with Brandon and his team. And his understanding is that Brandon Ayuk does want to stay with the 49ers. They just have to get it done. We spoke with Kyle Shanahan on Tuesday and he actually said he ran into Brandon Ayuk in Cabo, which is kind of funny. And he's seen him a couple times in the building and obviously their relationship is good. He said generally he tries to stay out of these discussions. He's seen it with Trent Williams and Deebo Samuel and George Kittle and Fred Warner, and he tries to stay out of these discussions and let John Lynch handle it, let Parag Marath handle it, and do all of that. So they're hoping to get it done sooner rather than later. The 49ers said they would be comfortable with Brandon Ayuk playing on the fifth-year option. Remains to be seen if Ayuk would be comfortable with that. I'm going to go ahead and guess no, but that's just totally a guess. Brandon Ayuk on Monday afternoon put a number of emojis in his IG story. Everybody's trying to decipher what they mean. Whatever they mean, it makes me think that maybe he would not be comfortable playing on the fifth-year option. So we will see what happens, but I do think the team, and I am sure Ayuk do, they do in fact want to get this done sooner rather than later. So that is, of course, a big one to keep an eye on, and everybody's looking at that. Kyle Shanahan also said on Tuesday how important Brandon Ayuk is to the success of Brock Purdy. Brock Purdy, I think we can forget, has been only playing 2 years and, of course, hasn't played two full seasons. So keeping the skill players and the offensive weapons that he has and that he is comfortable with is obviously huge for San Francisco, especially, you know, on the receiver side. And he and Brandon Ayuk have such a chemistry and have worked so well together that I know that's a real priority for the 49ers, for the team, for Brock, for everybody. So we will be keeping a very close eye on that, especially over the next several weeks before the draft, going into the draft, after the draft. And there's the biggest update I have on that. John Lynch talked a lot about the free agent signings, the people the 49ers brought in. They're really excited with everybody. Of course, so hard to see Eric Armstead go. Lynch said that. Kyle Shanahan said that. Jed York said that when we spoke to him on Tuesday. But, you know, it is the business side, as John Lynch said. I wish we could keep everybody. We can't. And it's interesting. Jed York also talked a lot about how the 49ers of the 80s, when his uncle Eddie DeBartolo owned the team, they didn't have a salary cap. Things were very different then. And so something he's really learned a lot over the last several years as a CEO, he's now going to be the principal owner of the team, that you have to celebrate the wins. You have to celebrate your really good seasons. And although they were very used to hanging Super Bowl banners and winning the Super Bowl every time, that hasn't been the case. and the league is different, and you'd be celebrating getting there is certainly a big deal, and they have to figure out a way to get over the hump. And Jed York was very transparent about that. So that is just is something, but it felt like they're looking to do that. And of course they are working to build a team that will get them over the hump, which brings me back to John Lynch and the free agent signings. And they feel really happy with who they have brought in. Obviously Leonard Floyd, we've talked about that a lot on this podcast, the linebacker Campbell, which that is a big one as it turns out, because as you guys know, Dre Greenlaw tore his Achilles in the Super Bowl. Learned this week that DB's coach Daniel Bullock tore his Achilles celebrating Jair Brown's interception. That is just so bizarre to have had that happen to two people in the organization at the Super Bowl. Very strange. But Dre Greenlaw tore his Achilles, and John Lynch said, of course, Greenlaw feels like he'll be back week one, but that they have to be really smart about this. So he could very well start the season on the PUP list. So by having Campbell come in, the linebacker, it gives them some flexibility, obviously gives them the ability to be very smart, which they need to do anyways. They also brought Demetrius Flanagan-Fowles back. So, these are big things for this team and the defense. But that timeline for Greenlaw, something to keep an eye on. I have the feeling the fact that John Lynch said he could start the season on PUP leads me to believe he probably will start the season on PUP. So we'll keep an eye on that. A couple other little procedures in the offseason. I don't know that they'd call them little procedures. I'm sure the players feel differently, but both George Kittle and Charvarius Ward had core muscle procedures, and John Lynch said they should be full go for training camp. There's certainly no reason to rush it at this point, but that was just a little update. We had heard about George Kittle. We knew Charvarius Ward had surgery, didn't know what it was on, and certainly didn't have a timeline. So good to get some clarity on that. In the defensive coaching staff, we know there were changes. Steve Wilkes, of course, was let go at the end of the season. Nick Sorensen promoted. Kyle Shanahan talked on Tuesday about his familiarity with Nick Sorensen, him having been on their staff for the last several years, and how that's really helpful for the players. That's helpful for Kyle. That's helpful for Nick Sorensen as he takes over this defense. And he will be calling the plays. I say that because the 49ers also hired Brandon Staley as an assistant head coach, and he will be very involved in the defense. Kyle Shanahan said he's been very involved in free agency, which is easy to see when you look at a number of the players that they brought in. And I know we've talked about that a lot on this podcast, but a lot of them have history with Brandon Staley. So that makes a big difference. And so it's clear that his handprints are already there at Levi's Stadium and in the building, but it will be Nick Sorensen calling the plays as the torch is passed to the new defensive coordinator for the 49ers. They talked about Isaac Yiodum, and I hope that I'm pronouncing that correctly. And if I am not, I am definitely going to learn to do it correctly before we get into the offseason program. But they talked about him, and I think the 49ers really see him as a potential to be the starting outside corner, which means that Deommodore Lenoir would move inside. Of course, they have a whole draft ahead of them, and I think we all know who my favorite nickel is in the draft. It's a very deep nickel draft. So the 49ers have possibilities. They will draft corners. The question is, will they draft somebody that they think could be a starter at the nickel position, in which case you would have Deommodore Lenoir and Charvarius Ward on the outside? Do they get an outside corner? Do they see how Yiodum is? They're obviously going to draft corners, but that CB3 position, which has just not had a lot of stability over the last couple of years, is one to keep an eye on. And whether that means Lenoir moves inside permanently, Kyle Shanahan said because of his abilities there, they have that flexibility, remains to be seen, but they're very excited about the free agent that they brought in. 49ers also gave a little bit of clarity on the fifth round draft pick they lost last year. The fourth round pick got moved later, and it was a clerical error. We saw that, but it was a $75,000 error that in the COVID era, they overplayed a payer. I'm sorry, I'm going to start that over again. In the COVID era, they overpaid a player $75,000, and the error was found to close out the 2022 season. The 49ers tried to get the money back from the player, and unsuccessfully, which is understandable. They said in retrospect, they would have just reported it to the league, and that probably would have been the better way to go about it, but they try to get the money back and this is where they are. So it's unfortunate, but it is what it is. There's nothing they can do about it. So that is that. There are a couple new rules and a couple NFL pieces of news to share. There's the new kickoff rule, very similar to the XFL rule. It's going to be really good for the 49ers in that they're set up well for this rule because the accuracy of Jake Moody, they're set up well for this rule. Now, they are one of three teams that oppose the rule. Jed York gave some clarity on that and said that it was really a safety issue and there were things that they thought still needed to be worked out. Right now, it's a one-year rule, but the rule passed. Big question, though, is who is going to be the 49ers return man? Kyle Shanahan said on Tuesday that he did feel that Ronnie Bell, go blue, showed that he has the ability to take on that role, but they'd certainly have to see some improvements. They will be looking at the draft. And then he said, not to worry, of course, there will be someone back there for returns, which I think we all felt would be the case. But will be kind of interesting to see. That is a question mark for San Francisco with the departure of Ray McLeod. Now, with the new kickoff rule, it's also a little bit safer. You may see Deebo Samuel back there. Maybe you see Christian McCaffrey back there, but they're going to need a regular return man. So it'll be kind of interesting to see who that ends up being.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
There was the change, the hip drop tackle. It is no longer a legal tackle, but that is going to be, I hate to use this word, but I think a little bit of a mess, at least to start the season. There's already a lack of clarity on different tackles and different times and penalties, and we'll see how this one plays out. But that one's a big one. There were changes to the onside kick. No more surprise onside kicks. In 2023, that was actually only used twice and not successfully either time. So there is a change there, and also some news in the Hard Knocks world that it's going, the in-season Hard Knocks will be division-based, where all four teams in a division will be featured, which I think actually sounds kind of cool, especially when you think about division games and the schedule, and if they're able to do it where you see teams preparing for each other the week of a game, and then on that Sunday or Monday or Thursday, as the case may be, and I have some news on that too. It will be kind of interesting to see. So that actually might be kind of a little bit more fun for Hard Knocks. It changes things up. So I don't know. I think that that has the potential to be pretty cool. I know not every team loves the idea of being on a Hard Knocks, but at least there doesn't become a competitive disadvantage if every team in your division is being featured. So I don't know. That's kind of an interesting thing. And then Christmas on this year is on a Wednesday. The NFL says it plans to have a game on that Christmas Wednesday. Feels like an odd choice because you're basically going to have teams who played on Sunday now playing on Wednesday. So I don't know how they're going to figure that one out. I feel like the teams are going to have to be close to each other because from a travel perspective, that seems like a total nightmare. From a safety perspective, the potential of three games in 11 days doesn't seem ideal, but they're planning to do it. So there is that. Keep an eye on that one. So that is basically the big stuff that I had. Oh, of course, I have to bring this up. I asked John Lynch about attending Michigan's Pro Day, and he said it really was incredible to see these 18 players that potentially are going to get drafted, and you can see why this team won the national championship. And of course, that spoke right to my heart. He also was talking about how it's nice that they have their quarterback. And it's been several years since the 49ers have had no offseason quarterback drama. Even last year, even though we all knew Brock Purdy was going to be the guy, he was coming back from the surgery and the timeline and all of the things. So he said it was amazing to watch J.J. McCarthy, again, really spoke to my heart, and that he was incredible, but it was nice to kind of just watch him and see how he throws the ball and admire it, but know that they have their QB. I also talked to Jim Harbaugh on Monday. You guys knew there was no chance I was going to miss his particular coach's press conference. So I was there. I asked him about being back at Michigan Pro Day, and he said the same thing. He can see why they won the national championship when you see all those guys and all of that talent. So, of course, these were the things that really just spoke to my heart. And getting to talk to Jim Harbaugh, I think everybody knows, made me very happy and was really the best way to start my week and my Monday with an enthusiasm unknown to mankind. I'm sorry, guys, I had to. So that's kind of what I have. Wanted to give you guys an overview of all the things from the owners' meetings and now really focus on the draft. John Lynch said April 2nd, everybody will come together in the building and they will be all about the 2024 draft right now. They have 10 picks. They pick at 31 in the first round. We will be talking a lot more about that in the coming weeks. Players that we like, priorities. I mean, we all know I really want them to draft Mikey Samristil at 31, but there are other positions of need. There are a lot of tremendous players in this draft, a lot of talent. So we'll be talking about that with a lot more depth in the coming weeks. But for now, we are brought to you by Fivo. We are brought to you by Bet Online. You can follow me on Twitter at TracyFGSN, on Instagram at Tracy Sandler. If you like what you heard, please make sure to give me a 5-star rating and a super positive review. And with that, I think that is everything for today. Hope you guys enjoyed the show and this owners meeting overview. I will talk to everybody next time. Bye all.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.